and welcome to another edition of God Made Geek, Geek Made Celeste. As always, I am your co-host, Alex, and I'm joined with my other co-host, John.
Hello.
And our very special guest, we're having a lot of special guests this season, Zach.
Hey there.
So we are covering the beautiful indie game Celeste that was released back here in 2018, if you folks are aware of it. Let me just give you the quick rundown. It was made by Matt Thorson from the developer-publisher Matt Makes Games. Program just and actually made in just a very short span of time, which we can get into a little bit, and is now exploded onto multiple gaming platforms, the Xbox One, the PS4, the Switch, Mac, Microsoft. You want it, you can get it. And we're going to be talking about it today.
If you want it, you can get it. All right, Zach, as our very special guest, would you like to break down for us what is Celeste all about? Why are we talking about it today? Why are you here today? Why do you love it so much?
Thank you. Very honored. I didn't expect to be able to start it off. Well, first off, you saying the publisher or the developer reminded me of another game I love by Matt Makes Games, which is Towerfall. So if anybody's played that, the mechanics are pretty similar, except you're not shooting arrows. Instead, you're trying to climb a mountain. And the mountain is called Celeste. Don't get it twisted, not the character. So you want to climb Celeste, and it's just this like beautiful sound and sight journey up this mountain as you're playing this woman and all the things that she's trying to overcome. And it obviously works itself into the game mechanics and like metaphorically into the story. But it's just this really cool platformer that's very challenging without ever feeling frustrating or punishing, I think. Because you'll like find out how a certain level or stage works, and then you'll get the mechanics, and then you just repeat until you finally break through the other side. And when you do, you're like, wow, I did that part. I can't believe I did it. That was so hard, but I finally figured out and I did it. And it's just, I don't know, it's very challenging, but also relaxing, and it checks a lot of boxes for me. But I'm going to stop hogging the mic for now.
he's already got a minute of our 2 minute run time. This is absurd. John's, we don't invite people to do that.
John's just ready to jump in about the whole frustrating thing because this dude texts me every day this week. Barnes,
oh,
I keep dying.
Love it.
I can't do it. I'm just going to die 1,000 times, 1,500 times to beat this game.
Yeah. I
get those strawberries.
I think it's interesting that the. Like, Zach, you mentioned, like, it's never frustrating. It was such an interesting... So, full disclosure, I was texting Barnes about this a lot, and you guys know me well enough to probably see where this makes sense. I'm not good at platformers because they require delicate hand-eye coordination and patience, two of things I have zero ability in. When I see a level in a platform, I'm like, I just want to keep jumping and I hope it works out, which is not what you're supposed to do. It is how I played a lot of Celeste. But to Zach's point, like, oh man, I don't know. I think it's very rare that you see gameplay and story mixed together so well.
Yeah.
And so much of this game is about Madeline, the main character, dealing with her depression and anxiety and questioning her own ability to climb this mountain, but she keeps pushing herself and she's figuring it out as she goes. And like, I would text Barnes and I'd be like, I'm so frustrated. Like, I can't get past this part. I'm bad at like platformers. Like, I just shouldn't do it. And Barnes was a very warm presence. He just kept saying, like, you just have to keep climbing. But
you have to keep
it came,
climbing.
Like, gotcha. Yeah, well, and the gotcha. Levels came with this, like, I kept thinking in my head, I was like, the last time I had this experience with a video game was Dark Souls, which I did not finish. But, like, that experience of, like, this is so miserably difficult. But, like, once I figure it out, I'm just, like, I'm so proud of myself. And it's, like, this, like... Barnes kept texting me as I played the game. He was like, you can do platformers, man. Like, believe in yourself.
That's so
great. And that
is
literally the game.
Yeah. So I want to, I have some thoughts about like a lot of things that you said. Because early on in the game, it says like, if you like keep dying, like if your death count goes up high, don't worry, you're learning. And it's like, yeah, it's true. Every time you die, you learn something better about the level. And I never like see a level where I'm like, oh, this is impossible. It's like, I know if I just figure it out, if I just give it a try at first and see how I die, I know I can fix it and go back again, which I was going to ask you, Barnes, about it, because I've never really played any of the Blood Souls games, so I was wondering how it is, because I think I would get frustrated with those, but something about Celeste, it just, like, it keeps me going, and I don't ever feel, like, that frustration set in, as in, like, a Blood Souls game might do.
Yeah, but that's the exact difference, I think, is that Celeste has the attitude of, like, it's positive, you're learning, and Dark Souls is like, oh, you made a mistake, let's permanently reduce your health and make it even harder next time.
Yeah.
There's a lot of,
There's also an element... Sorry, Barnes,
no,
I didn't mean to cut you off.
I was just going to say, it's, like, very much, like, the opposite, like, attitude, I guess, with the same idea of, like, yes, you're going to feel great and accomplished, but it's, like, do you feel like because you did it on your own, or because, like, you're standing on the shoulders of giants, or, like, your own shoulders, because you made yourself better? So it's, like, your journey and your attitude is way different between those two games, but you do definitely get a similar sense of accomplishment. Like, it's a really, especially when you delve deeper into Celeste, which we can get into, there's, like, things called the B-side, and basically, like, a harder mode to the game.
B-sides.
Which is, like, not meant to be... I mean, it's in theory beatable, but, like, they don't pull any punches with that part of the game.
But
Found one B-side and got it out of curiosity, and then they explained what it was, and I was like, never picking up one of those again.
I haven't actually gotten to the B-sides yet, but the, like, little side missions where you do the B-sides are so good. It's like one of those things that proves how good this game is, because, like, all the sound and the sights are linking together, and then there's, like, this rhythm to them. So, like, if you're following the rhythm of the music or, like, what's going on screen, you can, like, run to the end of it and complete it in just, like, one go without, like, stopping for a pause or a break or anything. And it just feels so good to, like, hit that rhythm and just, like, have everything clicking. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. It's one of my favorite games I've played recently.
Yeah, they do a really great job. Like, video games now, you know, especially indie games too, I think, because they can be so, like, on the nose with what they're trying to accomplish, because they know they have less time and they have to be just more direct about it. But they can evoke so many emotions now. When you see it with, like, lighting and great graphics and music and all that, but, like, the way, like, the player feels makes you feel so much of what Madeline's feeling. It's amazing. Like, her frustration, her struggle, kind of, like, the dialogue. It's like, okay, I'm absorbing what I'm reading on this, so I don't want to skip any scenes, obviously, but then, like, the physical act of playing the game is something that I really have not felt with another game before.
Yeah.
Well, even the, this is actually something it just hit me, but, like, there's at least one notable difficulty spike in the game. And for, like, that is one of the levels where she is the most frustrated with herself, like, from a story perspective. And I don't know how intentional it was. This is the hotel level, if, like, just to put you guys into perspective. But she's very frustrated with herself. She's, like, not sure what she's doing. And, my God, that was the first time I, like, texted Barnes, and I was like, dude, I don't know if I'm cut out for this.
Was it when...
I really am curious.
You have the chase scene?
The chase scene is very difficult, but I thought the entire hotel was really difficult. And it's like she's kind of trying to help somebody else before she even knows how to help herself. And, like, it's just like they're downward. Yeah, right? And they're just like having a downward spiral. It's just like so good.
One of the, like, earliest things, she, like, bumps into somebody and they're like, why are you trying to climb this mountain? And she's like, I'm done breaking promises to myself. And I, like, just get this tear in my eye. I'm like, hell yeah, girl, we're going to climb this mountain together.
We're going to do this. Yeah, exactly.
Like, me too.
It's great, though. It's like you meet someone in life and you don't know what has led up to this moment, right? So you're just meeting her at the base, right? Like, we don't know. We have to learn it as we go, as we meet her and get to know her. And it's just so cool that, like, it's just like there's so much great matching, like, modeling that experience in the game. Yeah. Oh, my God. It's so good.
And going back to the hotel thing, I think for me, that was really where the other shoe dropped on this game. Because, like, you start it, you're like, okay, like, this is pretty fun. It's pretty cute. Like, it's got good music. Like, this is a fun game to play. Like, I could see picking this up every now and then. But then it, like, just the other shoe drops, and especially that chase scene I'm talking about when people get there, it's like, whoa, this game is something else. Like, there's a lot going on in this game that, like, mechanically even, where it's just like, this is an unbelievable platformer, and just the levels of platforming within it are just so cool. But I can see, like, getting frustrated with them, but I don't think it's, like, punishing, and it's just such a rewarding experience because of that.
Yeah, I would love to like just Google search Celeste speedrunners and watch what people can
do
in this game.
I already have. I already have. Dude, you know I do. I have any game I play. Some dude probably beat the game. I forget. He beat the game in like 30 minutes or something like that. You know.
It has to be. I'm speedrunning it right now. How good people are.
Sorry, 26 minutes. 26 minutes.
Oh, no. It's taking me a whole week.
Yeah.
I think a really interesting aspect of the story too is like if you like go through all the text at a normal reading pace, it's maybe like 30 minutes of storytelling. The rest is just playing the game. But like, and that's I clicked through every single dialogue option. Like, I don't think I missed anything. But I think like Matt Thorson, he did this amazing job of, he packed a ton of punch into very little dialogue. The cast, I mean, it's a 5-person cast, two of which really don't have like a huge role to play. But I mean, Madeline, the main character, Theo, there's a fifth one that I won't spoil. But like the three kind of main ones, those three I just mentioned, like they all have this very deep life. Like their dialogue puts a lot of information in front of you without just being like exposition about like, my name is Theo, I am from Seattle. You know, like they just like, they're asking each other questions, or like Theo, who's like kind of a happy-go-lucky, like wants to take selfies everywhere. There's an amazing exchange probably like 2/3 the way through the game where he's just asking Madeline like what it is like to have anxiety and depression, which like, and she's trying her best to answer, but it's not that easy because it's such a complicated like heavy thing to try and understand. And man, I just like, I loved that relationship. I love that they kind of like, it's not just from her perspective, which is a very interesting, like valid perspective, but there's another person in there to kind of like, for somebody who hasn't lived that, right, to be able to have a character where they're like, that person maybe resembles me more, and like they need to understand this also, and like here's how they're going about asking questions in a really like positive, like help, hopefully helpful way.
100%.
Yeah.
So I am curious, do you guys, I brought my stats with me from the end of the game because I just finished it last night and sent Barnes a picture, but how many times did you guys die?
Well, I haven't finished it yet.
Can I know the game's the not about judging not yourself along those, but Barnes mentioned something to me early on about like, haha, LOL, I think I died like 600 times, and I was on the third level when I hit 600 times, and I was like,
Well, it's, John, that's just because you're a completionist and you're trying to get all the strawberries.
Oh, John. Did you see how many strawberries he had those?
Yeah, I wish I could make that argument. I'll read them off for you guys. It took me 7 hours and 3 minutes to beat the game. I got 13 out of 175 strawberries, at least one of which was a god-honest accident. Did not mean to get the strawberry. It just ended up in my way as I was trying to finish a level. And I died 1,518 times.
Dang.
Yeah. And then at the end, they judge you how many strawberries you got by Madeline making a strawberry pie for everybody. And I had this really, like, happy ending. She's kind of discovered herself. She's accomplished her goal. And then the end is, like, just the entire cast being... Yeah, and then the end is the whole cast being like, hey, this strawberry pie is kind of ass.
Dude, have you seen the different photos? Did you know that, Zach, that little Easter egg? There's like different, that the last photo is different depending on how many strawberries you had.
No, but that makes sense. I need to finish it. I'm very close.
I wish I could.
Dude, not only does the pie get more decadent, it's like the people will go from like stone face to like gleeful with like stars in their eyes and like so happy.
Zach, I'm texting it to you right now. Like, I mean, I kid you not. The game ends on this super high note, and then the ending is the 5 cast members. Theo is smiling a little bit, and everybody else just looks sad.
So I'm not sure how close to the end I am. I feel very close. So here's my stats for not having finished. Almost 8 hours played. I assume 1/3 of that was spent in the Pico 8. Which we can talk about if you guys want.
Oh, I know. I was going to ask about that.
I have 90 strawberries so far. How many did you get? You had 13? Oh, my God.
You had 90, dude. And you're not even done yet.
No wonder why everybody's so pissed. Even a ghost can taste that's bad, John. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, at a certain point, after I got my first 10 strawberries and they told me they didn't matter and I was sucking so bad, I was like, I'm not even going to try for another strawberry. I was like, I'm just going to finish the game.
Did you get them all, Barnes? Or like a good number?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
My call dropped.
I accidentally hung up. I'm going to merge Zach. We'll
Hello?
edit it
I'm
out.
just running, yeah, okay.
Ooh, hello.
Sorry, I accidentally hit hang up. I'm merging.
Oh, good. I'm glad it wasn't me.
All right, we're gonna just give it like 3 seconds of silence, and then we'll just jump back in, and I'll probably put a note in the edit that we screwed it up.
Okay.
All right, sorry about that, folks. Me, your host John Ross, accidentally hit the hang up button on me, Alex, and Zach's three-way calls. So, whatever just happened in the recording was very fun, and now we're back at it. So, I don't know what we were saying. My brain went blank. I was panicking.
John had a little too much fun on the mountain.
How many
I do
strawberries
have.
did you get, Alex?
I don't
Do you
know. I don't have
remember?
my Switch with me. I mean, I could go get it and we could do another edit if we think we're that good, John.
No.
Oi.
So I
No,
got
I'll
90
text you guys later.
strawberries, 1,575 deaths. So I'm already past you, John. So don't feel bad at
Oh,
all.
okay.
But
Well,
that's
you went
also
for the
with me trying to
strawberries.
get all the
Well, but you were also
strawberries.
going for
Literally.
strawberries, yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
Wait, what was the
man.
thing you said earlier, Zach? You said something about I'm at something and I
Oh,
didn't hear you, and
Pico.
Barnes said, "Oh, Pico, what are you talking about?
Oh, the
What is
Pico
that?"
8. You guys want to talk about the Pico 8? Because I
Of
definitely
course. I
spent a
explored,
couple
dude.
hours in
I
that.
Yeah.
What?
Who
What? Wait, what?
didn't explore the hotel in level 3 and find the retro arcade game, which is
I don't
playing the
know.
game Celeste inside the game Celeste?
Probably some guy who got 13 strawberries in his entire run.
Yeah, confirmed. Did not find the arcade in the hotel.
So maybe tiny spoilers, depending on how seriously people take this. But yeah, you can explore the hotel, and there's a tiny room off to the side where there's an old computer where you can play. It's not like an original version of the game, is it? It's or is it?
It's basically, well, no, it's, yeah, it's a game. It was a game called Celeste for the Pico 8, is what I believe is what it was called. They said it's
Yeah.
based off of a Pico 8 game of the same name.
And you can play
Yeah,
that
interesting.
game within this game, and I beat the whole thing.
Did you really beat it? I
Holy
didn't
cow.
know. I
Yeah.
didn't know how far you go, so I just kind of stopped at one point. I shouldn't have stopped.
So much like the rest of this game, I just got in this groove with it where I was just going and it was fun and it's simpler, but also probably harder because of that. And like you're just playing it and you're going, and I was like, I'm just gonna go and see how far this goes and what happens.
Yeah.
And then I don't know, because it counts your progress in meters. I don't know how many meters I got to. And I was just like, maybe I should put this down. I'm going to do a quick Google. And I Googled it, and I was like 2 stages away from the end. So, like, okay, I guess I'm
Oh,
going to
hell
finish this
yeah.
out.
Does
And I
anything
did.
happen when you beat it?
I don't think really. I think you get a sense of accomplishment. I
And
don't
once
know.
you
My
play it
favorite.
once, you can play it from the main menu too. So once you find it
Yeah.
once, you can just go whenever you want to play.
Oh,
But I
okay.
actually just beat
Wow, all
it in one
right.
sitting, and I'm pretty sure it took me like a couple hours. So I think like a quarter of my game time was spent playing another game inside the game.
Nice.
Yeah, interesting. I feel bad for the guy who didn't find that.
That just means you get to replay the whole thing and find all those strawberries and stuff.
I really loved my experience with it. I can say now that I've beaten it, I probably won't open it again. Because I'm just so I as much I really did enjoy the experience of the game, but
Yeah.
it's one of those games where I'm like, okay, it was like in general, platformers are very difficult for me, but they're also in part difficult because I just don't they're not my favorite type of game. Like I just don't get as much enjoyment out of them.
Yeah.
So that is not at all a knock on the game. It's very much one of those I have a ton of respect for Celeste. I'm so glad I played it. Like, I
I'm
think the
so
way it
glad you guys
melds
did too.
story and games and sorry, story and gameplay is super unique. Like, I'm glad I saw it, but also like it doesn't change the fact that platformers are not exactly my cup of tea.
Yeah,
If it was
it
the
would
same
be
game, but
frustrating.
just if it was just longer, John, like, is there a cutoff where, like, you wouldn't have played it? Or just, like, if you had gotten, I don't know, like, if the difficulty spiked in, like, level 2? Or is it just, like, we could coax you enough into doing anything at this point?
I mean, knowing the fact that I paid money for it and knowing that you guys both really loved it, I was going to finish it no matter what. It was more of a matter of, like, how long would it take me to actually finish it? But, if I had just bought the game on my own and nobody had told me about it and I got it, like, on a sale, I might have stopped in the hotel. I really struggled with the hotel because it's got a lot of the moving obstacles, which really take, like, precise timing and coordination. And, that was just very frustrating for me. I was, like, losing it trying to do that. And then at the very small spoiler, but the last level is kind of like revisiting all the previous levels. And when I was going through the hotel for the second time, I was like, no, don't make me do it again.
Back again.
How did you do on, it was one of the later levels, there's a bunch of crystals and stuff, and there are a bunch of these moving blocks. Did you have trouble with that? Because I thought that stuff was way harder than the hotel. I had a hell of a time with those. There's, like, a bunch of moving blocks, and sometimes you have to trigger them to move in a certain way and, like, ride them and jump off at the wrong time at the right time so it flings you across the map and, like, stuff like this. I thought that stuff was way harder.
I weirdly did not struggle with that. Weird. I feel like you could probably do, like, a psychology test on people and what parts of platformers they do well on and badly on, and it, like, says something about their personality. Because, yeah, I didn't struggle at all. Like, really, the hotel and the last level were the two areas where I was like,
wow,
holy cow. Like, when I was doing the very last climb and it's like marking your checkpoints as you go, there were a few. There was one in particular where I think I probably died 100 times alone just getting from one checkpoint to the next.
Definitely there's some American Ninja Warrior type, like, backward stair climbs you got to pull off on that last level.
Yeah, definitely. And it's like you have to really use your brain and have the coordination. And it was funny, though. It was one of those things where I was like, I've tried this a million different ways. What have I not tried? And I was like, well, I haven't tried just tapping dash really, like, in very quick succession. And I tried that, and it worked immediately. I was like, oh. Well, guys, we're 22 minutes in. I think this is a good time to do some final thoughts. Does that work for you two?
I mean, I told you, I have 138 hours left to record. I don't just keep it rolling. I'm having a great time.
Barnes, why don't you give the first final thoughts?
I highly recommend this game. Like I said, it's available everywhere on every system ever. I think that everyone can get something out of it. I think the characters are incredibly relatable, and you can have a very personal experience playing the game. There's a lot of moments from the dialogue that I think we didn't touch on, but that's okay, because it should just be experienced and not necessarily just told. So I think it's really worth delving into. I don't think you can find a bad review online for it, or at least I haven't yet. So if you're not convinced by us and you're not convinced by the internet, then what's stopping you at this point?
Yeah, you're just a dang fool at that point. Zachary, why don't you give the second one, and I'll give the final thought.
Ooh, I feel like I gushed about it a lot, and I have to agree a lot with what Alex said, where it's like you just have to experience it. And I'm in this tricky place of things I love, where it's like I want people to experience it like I did, so I don't want to give too much away. But, like, I cannot recommend this game enough. And it was one of those things, like I said, where, like, once that other shoe dropped, I was just, like, completely hooked. I was like, oh, this game is not what I thought it was. It is, like, so much more. So I think if you can just, like, I mean, if you see it on sale, I would 100% get it. It's one of those games I keep harassing my friends to get whenever I see it's on sale, but it's even worth its full price. But just, like, grab it and trust me, and, like, get to the hotel and see how things start to change and just, like, how good game and story and everything that we talked about is.
Zach's harassment campaign is very effective.
It's so good. We love it.
I want my boys to play good games at good prices.
Yeah, he's always looking out for us. My final thought is actually, I wanted to go last for a reason. It's because I wanted to say, if for anybody who's listening to this and doesn't know Zach that well, I just gotta say, if he recommends a game this high or anything this highly, I have to recommend it, because me and Zach joke all the time that if I love everything and Zach doesn't, I should say I love almost everything and Zach doesn't like most things.
most things are bad. This has been proven over time.
Yeah, so if I hate something, then that means Zach doesn't have to feel crazy for hating it.
Yes.
And if Zach loves something, then I can confirm it is actually really good and not just a fleeting a fleeting passion for me.
Yeah.
So anytime Zach gives something this big of a review, it's definitely worth checking out. I'm very glad I took his advice. And I think it's neat whenever anybody likes something so much, even if it's not your cup of tea, it gives you a little bit of a peek inside their brain of what's cool and important to them. And it was cool. I tried playing the game from Zach's perspective a little bit, and Zach, it was a very pleasant experience. I felt like it put me inside your head a little bit, which is always nice.
That is very nice. Thank you so much for that huge compliment on here and for having me on. And if you have any tips about how to enjoy things as myself, I would love to hear them.
Yeah, and if anybody has any tips on getting me to stop recommending things that within 2 years I regret recommending, that would also be appreciated.
Oh my god.
I think, for the record, I think, literally on the record here, I think it's okay if, like, you look back and you're like, ah, yeah, I was kind of mistaken. Like, if you don't die on those hills, like, it's okay to get caught up in things. Or it's okay to like things, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Maybe I could learn exactly. something from that.
Right, yeah, we have a very good rapport of grounding each other with both our hatred and our love.
Well, it's good because I can be like, hey, is this my normal bullcrap where I just hate the stuff, or is this thing actually bad? And then you can check me on it. And I'm like, okay, maybe I'm being a little crazy.
Exactly, and I'm the same way. I'm like, is this actually good, or am I silly? All right, that is all we've got for you guys today. Thank you so much to Zach for joining us.
Thank you
to Adam Scove for making our music.
And for liking my tweets from time to time.
Yeah, he's Adam, if you're out there listening, glad you're back in the U.S. Adam was in China for a while, and he came home right before COVID, and I'm glad he did. But yeah, thank you to everybody who's listening. Thanks for sticking with us. We're 70 plus episodes in, looking to get to 100. So thanks for riding the ride.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off back there. I want to make sure Amos thinks doesn't get buried. I love that dude as well.
I do. Yeah, I'm really glad he lives down in Louisville. He was in Columbus for a little bit, but really glad he's down in Louisville. He's happy down there. That is all we have for this episode, everybody. Have a wonderful night. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thanks, everybody.